I'd like to discuss an important topic that happens here in the gospel. Jesus says, "My hour has not yet come." Does anybody know what he means by that? What does he mean by my hour? Is he saying, look, it's not time for my TV show, my favorite TV show, because it's not 7 p.m.? Is that what he means? What does he mean, my hour? Okay, that's right. The hour, he said, when he talks about his hour, my hour has not come, he's talking about his passion, his death, right? So he's saying, this is not yet. It's not yet time. It's not yet time. In the gospel today, the Jews were trying to get him. They were trying to persecute him, have him arrested because they wanted to accuse him of claiming that he was divine and that he was God. And that was punishable by the Jewish law up to death. And so they were not able to get Jesus because his hour had not yet come. When do we celebrate his hour? When is that going to start? Does anybody know when is the Holy Week going to start? Yes, ma'am. It's Holy Thursday, right, which is going to be 2 weeks from yesterday. Yeah, so less than 2 weeks away, guys, from these awesome celebration, from these awesome feast. I want to talk today about the responsorial psalm. Does anybody remember the responsorial psalm that we just chanted? What did we just sing? Do you remember? Yes? The Lord keeps close to the brokenhearted. That's right. That's exactly what we prayed. What does that mean? The Lord keeps close to his brokenhearted. Let's act it out. Somebody want to be my volunteer here today? Yes, ma'am. All right, let's say you have a heart, right? And where do you get this heart from? Let's face the people. Look at that. That's an awesome heart. That's a big heart. Beautiful heart. Who gave you your heart?
Jesus.
That's right. You got your heart from God when he created you. And what is the heart a symbol of? What is the heart when we say that? We say like the image of I, heart, you. What does that mean? What does it mean? Yes, ma'am.
I love you.
It means I love you. The sign of the heart means love. And who taught you how to love?
Jesus.
Okay, Jesus taught you how to love. And then how about in your life? Who taught you how to love? Your mom, your friends, your family, people around you, maybe your teachers, your classmates. We learn how to love from those around us, right? So what happens to us in our life when, let's say, somebody says something mean about us? What happens to our heart? If somebody says something mean to you, what happens? Does it feel good?
No.
No, what happens? It breaks. So why don't you come here? Why don't you just like tear off a piece of that right there? Go ahead, take the whole piece. Just tear it off. Ouch. Does that hurt? Somebody says something mean to you. How about then you say, look, I'm not going to do my own homework. I'm going to cheat. What happens to your heart? What do you do to it?
You tear another
little piece of the heart. Ooh. Ouch. Does that hurt? Ouch. How about if somebody says something mean to you? Or you say something mean to somebody else, what happens to your heart? It breaks your heart. So you make bad choices and you decide to sin. And you decide, look, I'm going to do what I want to do and not what everybody else is asking me to do. How are you feeling right now?
Sad.
You're feeling sad. Feeling really sad? Are there times in our lives we feel like our heart's breaking? How about if we know somebody who's really sick? Maybe we lost a loved one. Maybe our grandparents are really sick or maybe they've recently died. What happens to our heart? What happens to our heart? It breaks. Ooh, how do you feel now?
Very sad.
Very sad. Now look at your heart now. Does it look anyone like the heart that you had before? Maybe a little piece of it does. So what are we supposed to do when we're sad, when people say mean things about it, when life is tough, when we don't get a good grade on a test, when our classmates are making fun of us, when people that we know in our lives that we thought were our friends are saying bad things about us? How does that make us feel? How does it make us feel?
Sad.
Makes us feel sad. It might anger us. So this is what our heart looks like when it's broken. This is what our heart looks like when we're full of pain and full of sorrow. So what do we do to fix that? Well, we can't do anything on our own, can we? Can you go around and pick up these pieces and put them back on yourself? Can you go back around when you're feeling sad or you're feeling down and you're like, well, I'm going to take this because I'm going to feel better. I'm going to play Disney Infinity because that's going to make my pain go away. I'm going to eat some Holy Cow chocolates and ice cream because I'm going to feel better. Is that how it works? No, those things might give us some relief from our pain, but it's not going to solve it. What do we have to do to heal our heart? What do we sing in the responsorial psalm? Yes, sir. Ooh, tough question. Sorry, I stumped you. All right, yes, ma'am. What do we have to do to have our heart healed? You have to pray to God. What did it say in the psalm today? Where do we have to remain close to? Yes, ma'am. We have to remain close to God. Jesus is close to the brokenhearted. So what do? We pray. We say, Jesus, here is my heart. Here is my soul. Here's all the things that I'm carrying that are painful and difficult and rough. And what do we do with all the pieces of our hearts? What do we do with all the pieces of our heart? We collect them. We say to God in prayer, here's all the pieces of my heart. And what does Jesus do in return for us? What does he do? He says, this heart is so sad and it's so awful, but I'm going to give you something better. I'm going to give you a new heart. Because when we bring our heart to the Lord, when we bring our pain and our sorrow to Him, He heals us. What ways can we be healed as Christians, as Catholics? What ways can we be filled? Our hearts filled with love. Through what? Yes, sir. We can pray. What else? You second graders preparing for sacraments of? Yes? Yeah, no, sacraments. Yes, ma'am. Communion and? Yes? Yes, sir? Reconciliation and the Eucharist. We bring our hearts to the Lord and say, this is me, this is my sin, this is my struggle, this is my pain. And we say, Lord Jesus, we need you. And we're promised in the responsorial psalm that when we're sad, when we're down, when we are broken, when our lives feel like we just can't go on, we come to our Lord and He heals us. He heals us through the sacraments. He heals us through His love, through the encounter of prayer in our heart is made whole. Because can Jesus' heart be torn and ripped? No, He's Jesus. Right? So the soldiers, they come to Jesus and they're beating Him and they're spitting on Him. They make fun of Him and they're like, we're trying to rip your heart, but we can't do it. We're going to say mean and nasty things about you. We're going to beat you with clubs and whips and it's not working. Why? Why not? Why doesn't that work? Because Jesus' love is indestructible. And nothing can overcome the love that He has for us and the love that He is. So when we hear the story of the Passion narrative, when we hear all the pain and the suffering that our Lord endures, we know that His love is indestructible because He is love itself and because He loves us. So my friends, what I ask you today is that as we continue in prayer, you bring to the Lord your broken heart. All of the pieces of your heart and your life that are suffering, all of the things that are going on in your life where you just say, I don't think I can make it. We bring that to the Lord who remains close to us, who walks with us, who forgives us, who pours out His love upon us. And we ask the Lord Jesus to remain close to us because we are brokenhearted and we can't do anything with the love of our God. Let's continue today in prayer of bringing our hearts to the Lord, letting Him heal us, letting Him comfort us, letting Him repair the pieces of our broken hearts.